We are joined here by Scott Nicholas, the president of the Rockford Pro-Am, kind enough to join us here. And Scott, first off, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, new norm for everybody with the pandemic and everybody trying to do what's right to keep everybody healthy.
And the 44th annual Rockford Pro-Am, the longest running freestanding golf tournament that paired up the pros with the amateurs. It was set to take place in July, but as you mentioned, with the pandemic, the new norm kind of pushing a lot of these events back, the NBA, the NHL, now golf, tennis, baseball, a lot of that stuff is up in the air. We have unfortunately seen it happen now with this year's Pro-Am tournament, and I know these things don't just happen overnight. There's a lot that goes into them. So at what point, Scott, does the planning process begin for the annual tournament?
Well, we pretty much begin after a month or so after the tournament from the previous year. We take a little bit of time to take a deep breath and kind of shake out after some pretty intense weeks leading up to the event. And we're anxious always to get the results of how we've done for that year. And then you start thinking about any changes that need to take place and things you did well and things you can improve on. So we've got some ideas we want to work on throughout this year, that many of which we were hoping to implement for this summer, and it will give us a head start on 2021.
And at what point did you start to realize that things may not be able to work out in your favor? I mean, it felt like to me March was much longer than 31 days long.
Yeah, we had a board meeting earlier on in March when everything was just starting to kind of either fall apart or fall in line, whichever way you want to look at it. And it started to become fairly evident that there were many of those that we rely on for their advice beginning to think that maybe it would make sense to back off for this year. For a variety of reasons, economic, from safety of the people that would participate and volunteer and come out and watch and so forth. So we had a board meeting on Wednesday. We're doing everything by conference call this year to be safe. And it was a quick consensus that everybody felt like this was the move that we needed to make. And we didn't have any dissenting votes, and we made the announcement that afternoon.
These are obviously unforeseen circumstances. Obviously, no one could have expected this by the time the last tournament wrapped up in 2019. You mentioned some changes you were hoping to implement this year. Two-part question. What types of changes were you looking to make, and does this help with the planning for next year?
Well, maybe I'll give you an umbrella look at what we're thinking. We've been around for 43 years. This would have been number 44. I've been involved since the beginning. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, in the early days, there was much more of a focus on let's hold a great, fun golf event and bring professional golfers and entertainers to Rockford than worrying about whether we made any money for whatever the beneficiary list was at the time. Times are changing. The momentum has changed considerably where people in our market and in many other markets that are willing to contribute to an event like this want to see as much of their contribution go towards the beneficiary as possible. And so the ship is a little bit slow to turn, but we were going to make a concerted effort last year and leading into this year to maximize our earning potential so that we could give as much as we could to the charity that we had chosen. Last year we made a change in that area and went to one beneficiary, where for the majority of the years of the Pro-Am, we might have anywhere from 2, 3, or 4 beneficiaries. So if you have a nice year and make $60,000 for the charity, if you divide it 3 or 4 ways, are you having as much impact as you could have if you have one and divide it one way. So our the changes that we're talking about are looking at our social events, reducing costs as much as possible while still having a lot of fun, still using the golf as the main vehicle for raising money, but to try and give as much as possible to the charities to make as big an impact in the city as we can. So our changes involve some of the social events. Forever we did a pairings party a week in advance. We've had a great Sunday night party. In the early days, we used to go to the Metro Center or the BMO Center and have people like Bob Hope and Barbara Mandrell, some old entertainers, come, and we'd fill up the Metro Center, and we can't do that today because it's too costly. So looking at our Sunday night event and trying to take out expenses while having a great time for our sponsors and our golfers, leading into a fun golf day on Monday. So when I talk about trying to change things, the whole emphasis is aimed at the goal of raising as much money as possible and giving as much money as possible to the beneficiaries.
And it's a great thing that you guys have been doing for 43, going on 44 years now. And you mentioned before that the planning typically begins about a month after the event ends the prior year. Does this allow you to kind of sit back and just kind of watch this blow over a little bit and then you guys meet back up? Is it going to be an earlier thing? Are there plans to get back together and start working on 2021, perhaps?
Well, there's a couple of thoughts. First of all, we had already started repackaging our sponsorship lineup of different things that could be sponsored. And one of the things that we wanted to incorporate for this year is an app that can be used for bidding on different silent auction, live auction, and other ways to use an app that people can put on their phones. And we're going to continue to work on that. We had discussions today talking about the potential to use that type of a modern vehicle to maybe throughout the year have some items that would be put up for auction that you could do over your telephone, and maybe we can raise a few thousand dollars as we go on this year, which would give us more money in the bank as we start next year. We also have not always done the best job of having our sponsorship packages available when our Rockford area businesses do their business planning for the following year. So because of where we are now, we will be in our best position ever to be able to provide all the Rockford area businesses with opportunities to build into their budgets for 2021 some philanthropic dollars that might help us out in our goal to maximize our earnings.
And where can people keep up with any news regarding the Pro-Am going forward?
So we have our own Rockford Pro-Am website. So that would be the best static place to go, but we also have a Facebook page that we are constantly updating, and we're working on moving into other platforms that are probably above me, things like Instagram and Twitter and so forth. We've got some smart people, much younger than me, that are working on those things. But our Rockford Pro-Am website and Rockford Pro-Am Facebook pages would be the first place to go.
And this is the president of the Rockford Pro-Am, Scott Nicholas, kind enough to join us here. Scott, stay safe, continued health. We look forward to seeing you out here next year. And thank you so much for jumping on and joining us here today.
Thanks, Eric. Good health to everybody in Rockford, and wash your hands and self-distancing.